Our podcast today is January 2022. What was and what will be? Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants. Welcome to the Lubera Edibles Gardeners Radio, the expert podcast for edible plants and their young plants. My name is Frederik Vollert, and I'm responsible at Lubera Edibles for product development. And today, my guest is Markus Kobold. Markus, just introduce yourself, please.
I'm founder of Lubera. And as Lubera, we have the privilege to do almost everything in our branch concerning fruiting and edible plants. So we are producing young plants with Lubera Edibles and the company Meyer. And we are breeding, we are producing finished plants for our online business, and we are selling to consumers with lubera.com in German-speaking countries.
So two years now, Corona, we have behind us. So what was your impression from the last Corona year?
The more Corona years we will have, the more difficult it will be to decide what are the impressions or depressions. I recently wrote to an Irish friend that we are all on islands now. Not only Irish and Swiss, but also all people. I hope this will change. No, in our branch, in the plant business and edible plant business, I think, everywhere. So we had, in general, 2 years where the demand of plants was bigger than the production of plants, the offer of plants. So that's an unusual situation for every market and also for our market. So in 9 of 10 years and 11 of 12 months, in normal years, it's the contrary. Yeah. Every we know it a little bit every year. In February, March, there's a very small time, some weeks, where demand is bigger than offer because we cannot deliver so fast as garden centers, consumers, markets want. And there is generally demand bigger than offer, but generally we are producing too much, but not in the last 2 years. So that's a new experience. And the question will be if it's for a long time, it's a long time tendency or not?
So it was also for me, my personal impression that we had the whole year more demand than offers. What was it also so use? Was it that everything was asking for finished plants and young plants the whole year? Is it true or is this just my thought?
So the more you go back in the production line, the more you go from finished plants to half-finished plants and then to young plants, the more this impression is right. Why? Because a small quantity of over-demand is producing more over-demand. So everybody who is asking for plants and is not becoming this plant, if you go to 5 places to search for the plants, and in 3 or 5 places, they don't have the plants. So the impression of over-demand and under-production is spreading. It's growing. And you always overestimate the real situation. But, you know, the impression is the reality. It's not the reality which is the reality. It's the impression which is the reality. And you're right, yes, if you go to the impression, we had the whole year of over demand, and we cannot 100% fulfill.
So do you think it will go on in 2022 with over demand, or what do you think about it?
Yes and no. No, we are also in the internet business, and in the internet business you have a little bit 360 degrees view of the demand. Yeah, you see how many people are asking for plants, but also are asking for information about plants. And in total, this is the real demand. Yeah, people first are searching in the internet, then they are going to a shop, physical or online, 95-97% physical, and they are then buying their plants. And this demand, general demand for plants, has gone down since summer. So till summer, we were much over the demand for plants was much over 2019 and also sometimes over 2020. And from summer on, it was on a normal level and going down. For example, in Luberocom had 20 to 30% less visitors in September, October, November 2021 if we compared it to 20. So demand is going down. So people are nowadays interested in other things again. Yeah? They are becoming less islands. And they don't only want to populate their island with plants. They are planning trips and things like that. Of course, now the situation again has changed a little bit, but in the long term for next year, I think we will see more normality, more normal situations. So in the reality, the demand, the over demand of plants will go down. It will be in total over 2019, but it will become normal. But we speak now about reality. What is the impression? And the impression helps us as producers, at least for next year, because in the whole chain, from the buyers of garden centers and chain stores to ourselves, to young plant producers, everybody has in his memory the situation of the last 2 years. Not enough plants. So everybody is producing, but also demanding and buying in a little bit too many. Yeah? And this helps us for next year. So I think because people are memorizing the last 2 years' situation, they're repeating it again. We are all not very fast in changing our minds. and they are producing and buying a little bit too many things. But on the consumer level, I think we will have the normalization. On the producer level of finished plant producers, but also young plant producers, I think we will have another very good year.
So we talked a lot of over-demand. So in the industry, it's normal that over-demand will increase the selling prices. So at the moment, the fuel price is going up, the energy prices are increasing. What do you think? Is there a chance to also increase the plant prices on the producer side? Or what do you think?
You have to. There is no other chance. Over the years, we have seen, we have a company in Switzerland, we have a company in Germany. And over the years, we have always seen the difference in profitability. So Germany was always worse than Switzerland because of the price level. And I think because now prices of things we are using, implants, as was a young plant company, we have to go up. Personal, so workforce is becoming, prices are rising everywhere in Europe, also in Eastern Europe even faster than in Western Europe, in Germany because of the minimum wages, which are now decided for, I think, next year. And which will rise the minimum wages by 20%.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have no other chance. But how to do it? There you have to differentiate different levels. So how to rise the prices for consumers? I think there is no problem. I think we overestimate this problem. We overestimate the capacity of consumers to compare prices. There are just too many plants and types of plants and quality of plants to do so. So I sometimes say that you see in all Baumärkte,
DIY stores?
Do it yourself
stores.
Do it yourself stores. Yes. Yeah, we, it's not my language. It's even my third language. My first language is Swiss dialect, which is a language in its own, and the most beautiful of all, of course. And then we have this High German I have to speak, that my German friends are understanding me, and then English, that Latin language of these days. And so you will understand that sometimes I will not find the right words. What was your question?
How to raise the prices for plants?
Yes, on the consumer level, I think it's no problem. We rose the prices in our internet stores by between 10 and 15%. We see in the first weeks of January, we have not risen all prices, but about 80, 90%. And we see no problems. So we see not volume going down because your consumers are not able to compare. And if we have in the end market everywhere the same products, then that could be a reason that we have problems to raise prices. The more diverse, the more differentiated the offer in the shops is, the easier it is to raise prices. So that's perhaps a reason that online is not really a problem. We have 5,000 products, so it's not a problem. So on this level, and we have to teach our wholesale clients that this is not really a problem. They are always afraid to lose edge prices, and this is not really a problem. We overestimated the win when we went down with the prices, because we always have losing more of volume that we of prices than we won of volume. So when we went down with the prices by 20%, we didn't sell 20% plants more. Perhaps we sold 5% more. And if we are going up with the prices by 20%, perhaps we will lose 2 or 3% of the volume. So that's not the problem. Then on the producer side, it's the same. I think there it's very important to have the right tactic with your clients, with the wholesale clients. So to be open and honest, but also very clear. I think the first step to a good price uprising strategy is always that you stop producing some types of plants. Your client has to learn that you are able to stop something. We all are producing things we are not really liking to produce because it's not our core competence, but our client came once and we said, okay, we can do this also. Everybody who is producing wholesale and selling wholesale has this type of products. Stop doing it. Yeah. And say it to your client and he will be surprised. And don't discuss too much about it. It's just not my core competence. Sorry. Also, it's not really a problem of the price. Just stop it. So your client learns that you are consequent. The second step is to communicate higher prices, to have good arguments. So all your prices are rising. The soil you are buying in, the plastic you are buying in, the young plants you are buying in, you have inflation in your country, but also. And be always open to discuss. Of course, if you offer a price which is high, you can discuss. But also choose products where you don't discuss. Yeah? Not all, perhaps 10% of products where you argue and say, no, with this plant, I need this price. And if I don't have this price, I will not be able to produce it anymore. I would like to produce it, but I will not be able to produce it anymore. And of course, if you want to win, you have to be able to lose. Yeah. And then you have to be consequent. If you don't receive the prices you want, stop producing it. Don't do it for everything. And that's not a very clever strategy, but do it with 2-3 products per year and your position. And all our clients, our partners in the wholesale, the buyers, they have also learned. There is a new reality now. Prices are going up. We have inflation, and we have this inflation perhaps in the horticulture even more than in other, because we are more on these basic products, energy, earth, transport, plastic, than other industries. And this is a problem. And also the wages everywhere are rising. But with these tactics, direct end consumers go up with the prices. It's really no problem. And within producer and wholesaler, differentiate between price discussion and also price dictating. Because, and where you dictate the price, be prepared to lose the volume. And then you will be successful.
Okay. So now we had talked about overdemand and rising prices and Corona, what was. So now what will be? So nobody from us knows really what will be. So do you have a tip for our listeners? How could a future strategy in plant producing?
I've said we have one more year, which is perhaps a little bit relaxed or more or relaxed than other years we had in the last 10 years. And but then it will change because we have this cycle where everything is going down and we have over demand and not enough production. But this will change. We will have overproduction in 2-3 years, almost for sure. And I think it's a good thing to differentiate, to be different, and to offer more diversity. Diversity is a good thing in humans, in plants, in animals, in gardening, everywhere, and in your offer also. Of course, it's easier in the short term to produce standard products, but you have to differentiate. You have to differentiate. I think it's a good thing as a producer, but also as a chain store, whatever, to a wine store, to have a strategy, even in persons, where you say, I want to have 10-15% new products, new offers every year. I give them a trial of 2 or 3 years to look if it works. Then perhaps 50% of them are going away. And so we have more room for new offers. And I think this idea, this strategy, everybody in the chain should have. We, as Lubera, in our breeding and young plant production, we are doing it. Yeah, we are going broader. We are going in the long tail of products. We are developing new upcoming products. We are investing in new upcoming products. But we are also differentiate old types of products, raspberries. Perhaps there we have even too many varieties. We should go down. So I think to differentiate, to have something different is a good thing on every level of our branch. Especially do I buy stores, because there the offer has went down in sizes. So instead of 5 liters, we have everywhere this 1 to 3 liter, 2 liter pots. Now we have it also in garden centers. I think that's a problem. It's not only on the product type and variety, it's also on the size of plants. So this downsizing, I think, is a problem. And there is a demand out there of big plants because people have no time.
Yeah, they just want to buy a plant, and then in the same year they want to have fruit. Not only one or two.
Yeah. I think at least 20% of the demand out there would be for oversized plants with immediate success, where you can have fruits in the same year. As we know, it's not always easy to sell plants with fruits on it, with ripened fruits. That's a little bit a mess, and also a logistical problem. And it's a problem. But to sell plants in autumn and spring, which will have fruit in the same season, so in 5 to 10 months, that's a good thing. And I think about 20% of the demand of plants, of fruit plants out there, would be for oversized plants. Of course, there have to be high prices. There have to be high, will be high logistic costs. But we have also good volume. And you are differentiating yourself against other producers. And I think this will be the tactics. And we are producing the young plants for it.
Okay. Thank you, Markus. I think we are at the end of the first episode of this new podcast season. I think it was a very interesting talk about what was and what will be. And thank you for your inside views, what you are doing and what you are thinking. And I hope your listeners also liked it. And yeah, if you have questions or comments, do not hesitate to ask me directly. Just send me an email on frederik.vollert@luberaedibles.com. And yeah, so with this interesting talk, we start our new season. And the next episode of this season will be of Open Sky Tomatoes, the new range of open field tomato plants. So thank you for listening.
Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.